Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm your host, Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Today, assistant professor of sociology Matthew Immergott at Purchase College, State University of New York, describes how charisma isn't just a characteristic for the famous.
When the term charisma is used, we usually think about some special quality of an individual. A pop star, athlete, or even a perfume are considered to have charisma if they stand out from the crowd. For sociologists, however, charisma is not simply an individual trait, but a social relationship. There must be a group of people that define an individual as exceptional. In other words, you can't have charisma on a desert island. The sociologist Max Weber saw charisma as a type of authority, a form of justification given by rulers and agreed to by followers. Traditional authority, Weber said, is legitimated by what was done in the past. The king justifies his rule and the peasants follow because of a long royal lineage. Rational legal authority is based on codified laws and rules. We comply with the police officer because the legal system sits behind the badge. Charismatic authority is based on an individual's claim to have a special gift or divine message, which is displayed through revelations or acts of great heroism. Followers are devoted not because of laws or traditions, but because the leader is seen as a link to that which is considered of ultimate importance. Although rational legal authority dominates in modern bureaucratic society, during social crises, charismatic figures often arise with a comprehensive vision that mobilizes people, one that very often challenges the status quo. Hence, charisma is not simply some attribute of our favorite movie star or athlete or something that can be put in a bottle, but for better or for worse, charisma is a potentially revolutionary force.
That was Matthew Immergott from Purchase College, State University of New York. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.